LC1, Animals in the City. Listen to five people talking about animals in the city. While listening, match each report with the correct picture. There are more pictures than you need. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Zero.
In London, in England, there are over 10,000 red foxes. They normally don't like the noisy traffic, but now they have started going into the cities. They are active in the early mornings and at sunset, when they steal and eat chickens.
One.
I'm from Cape Town in South Africa. We have lots of monkeys. When they're hungry, they go into gardens, eat fruit from the trees, or even go into houses. They take food from fridges and cupboards. Human food is not good for them because it contains lots of sugar. Sometimes, unfortunately, they are killed by buses or cars.
Two.
In Berlin, Germany, you might find some wild pigs which look for food in the city. They eat flowers, plants, and vegetables. They go into parks or gardens, and sometimes they walk into the streets. This can cause accidents, and some people want the police to stop them from entering the city.
Three.
We have news from Moscow, Russia. 35,000 wild dogs living in the city. They live in parks, old houses, and even train stations. Some live alone, while others live in groups. Some people give them food and water, or make them small houses. This helps the dogs in the winter, through the snow and ice, when temperatures reach as low as minus 10 degrees Celsius.
Four.
In Vancouver, Canada, we had a strange thing happen recently. There were bears walking through the streets, just walking past the shops and the houses. They were looking for food, which they usually found in the bins. Then we had to call the police, and they came and brought the bears back to the mountains.
Zero.
In London, in England, there are over 10,000 red foxes. They normally don't like the noisy traffic, but now they have started going into the cities. They are active in the early mornings and at sunset, when they steal and eat chickens.
One.
I'm from Cape Town in South Africa. We have lots of monkeys. When they're hungry, they go into gardens, eat fruit from the trees, or even go into houses. They take food from fridges and cupboards. Human food is not good for them because it contains lots of sugar. Sometimes, unfortunately, they are killed by buses or cars.
Two.
In Berlin, Germany, you might find some wild pigs which look for food in the city. They eat flowers, plants, and vegetables. They go into parks or gardens, and sometimes they walk into the streets. This can cause accidents, and some people want the police to stop them from entering the city.
Three.
We have news from Moscow, Russia. 35,000 wild dogs living in the city. They live in parks, old houses, and even train stations. Some live alone, while others live in groups. Some people give them food and water, or make them small houses. This helps the dogs in the winter through the snow and ice, when temperatures reach as low as minus 10 degrees Celsius.
Four. In Vancouver, Canada, we had a strange thing happen recently. There were bears walking through the streets, just walking past the shops and the houses. They were looking for food, which they usually found in the bins. Then we had to call the police, and they came and brought the bears back to the mountains.